Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now.
Good afternoon, Glenn the Outlaw here. Today is Tuesday, April 13th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Your local news, the Polk County Sheriff's Office is investigating a fatal single-vehicle crash in unincorporated Winter Haven. On April 12th at around 7:30 a.m., deputies responded to a fatal single-vehicle crash that occurred on Spirit Lake Road near the 3200 block in unincorporated Winter Haven. The crash killed 40-year-old April Elizabeth Henderson of Winter Haven, and Henderson's daughter was a passenger in the vehicle at the time of the crash. Henderson was the driver of a black 2019 Kia Sportage. According to the preliminary investigation so far, Henderson was traveling northbound on Spirit Lake Road when, for unknown reasons, she drove off the shoulder of the road and into a residential yard where her vehicle struck a tree. Henderson had died at the scene, and her daughter suffered non-life-threatening injuries and was transported to a local hospital. At the time of the crash, neither Henderson nor her daughter were wearing seat belts. The roadway was not closed during the investigation, and it is still ongoing. Your local events, individuals 18 and older can walk up with no appointment for their COVID-19 vaccination at the Hardy County Agri-Civic Center on April 17th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. while supplies last. A completed consent form is required, and you can download an English or Spanish version at hardycounty.net. The city of Wauchula will have a citywide power outage on April 18th from 1 a.m. to 8 a.m. This planned citywide power outage will allow the city to perform substation maintenance. Line crews will have generators placed at all signaled intersections, and there will be an increased law enforcement presence. Your jobs here in Hardy County: the Hardy County Sheriff's Office currently has an opening for a victims advocate liaison. Basic qualifications include being 19 years of age or older and possessing a high school diploma or GED, U.S. work authorization, and a Florida driver's license. Marksman Security Corporation is looking for a part-time armed security officer. A flexible schedule is preferred, and you must have a Class G security license. And Obsidian Financial Services needs a mortgage loan officer, a high school diploma or GED, 1 year of loan origination experience, and NMLS experience are preferred. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, hardymidday@gmail.com, or you can visit us on Facebook and message us. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 80 degrees out, feels like 88, sunny. No predicted chance of rain. The air quality is fair. Maximum UV index is 9, very high. Winds northeast at 6 miles an hour with gusts up to 7. Humidity is ideal, 41%. The dew point's 54. Cloud cover is 0%. Visibility 10 miles in the cloud ceiling all the way up at 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:45 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, sunny, highs in the upper 80s, northeast winds around 5 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy, lows in the lower 60s, east winds around 5 miles an hour. Wednesday, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 80s, southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. And Wednesday night, partly cloudy, lows in the mid 60s, south winds around 5 miles an hour. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. In search of plants that can withstand expected warmer temperatures, University of California scientists say they've identified a gene that helps plants sense heat. UC Riverside researchers report locating the gene, calling it an early step in being able to influence plants' temperature responses. The university says warmer temps can encourage plants to flower early and produce fewer seeds, reducing crop yields. When it comes to climate change, consumers view agriculture as a part of the solution rather than the problem. According to agrimarketing.com, among participants in Cargill's recent Global Feed for Thought survey, those indicating climate change as important also rated livestock and agriculture lowest in negative impact compared to other industries generally considered significant contributors. More than a third expressed confidence in agriculture's ability to limit its contributions to climate change. The National Potato Council is unhappy the Mexican Supreme Court again delayed a ruling until tomorrow on a set of cases allowing for the full importation of fresh U.S. potatoes. The delay follows a request from Mexico's potato cartel, CONPAPA, asking Mexico's president to obstruct the legal process at the expense of Mexico's trade obligations. A frustrated NPC CEO, Cam Quarles, says once we successfully prove our case through the USMCA, it will allow the U.S. to attach retaliatory tariffs to Mexican ag products until they provide the access we are due. Horn flies are a major threat to cattle, causing stress, weight loss, and disease. We'll get protected with Altazid IGR, now priced at just 2 to 3 cents per head per day. This feed-through works to prevent the emergence of adult flies in manure of treated cattle. And unlike ear tags and sprays that require the effort of handling cattle, Altazid IGR spreads as your animals graze. Ask for Altazid IGR by name in your feed or mineral supplement, or visit AltazidIGR.com to learn more about protecting your profits with the best value on pasture.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few thousand dollars with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams. Farmers across the country are seeing the price of corn and beans on the rise. That's good news for grain farmers, but creates a challenge for livestock producers. The National Pork Board just released information to help pork producers manage through high input costs. While the Southeast isn't home to a lot of swine operations, a lot of these tips can be helpful for the thousands of cow-calf operations here. According to Chris Holster, Director of Animal Science with the National Pork Board, now's the time to focus on three areas related to feed.
A lot of the things that producers can do simply boils down to being observant and being attentive and being responsive. So being observant means that you've noticed an opportunity for feed waste. Being attentive means that you have reported that. If you're a barn worker, you've reported it to your manager or someone, someone else. And then being responsive to it means that you actually take action against it.
Hostetler offered several detailed suggestions for producers as they work on feed costs within their barns. He says understanding and tracking feed consumption can help eliminate feed wastage and improve average daily gain.
Certainly cleaning feed spills up quickly, sweeping them up, scooping them up, and then maintaining all of the equipment from your feed bins, exterior feed bins, to your feed augers and feed lines.
Horn flies are a major threat to cattle, causing stress, weight loss, and disease. We'll get protected with Altazid IGR, now priced at just 2 to 3 cents per head per day. This feed-through works to prevent the emergence of adult flies in manure of treated cattle, and unlike ear tags and sprays that require the effort of handling cattle, Altazid IGR spreads as your animals graze. Ask for Altazid IGR by name in your feed or mineral supplement, or visit AltazidIGR.com to learn more about protecting your profits with the best value on pasture.
Hey, I'm Rodeo Clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun, take chances. But I also take safety very seriously, because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming or ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With an SRN News business brief, I'm Bob Agnew. Microsoft is buying speech recognition company Nuance in a cash deal worth $16 billion, including debt. The company's value the transaction at $19.7 billion. McDonald's closing hundreds of Walmart restaurants. We get more from correspondent Ken Lorimant.
Walmart and McDonald's have an ongoing relationship that saw the hamburger chain place restaurants in many Walmart locations, which let shoppers eat and then keep shopping. But a decline in foot traffic due to the pandemic has prompted the closing of hundreds of those restaurants, leaving only 150 still operating.
Amazon workers voted against forming a union at a warehouse in Alabama. The win proved the might of the online shopping giant and cut off a path that labor activists had hoped would lead to similar efforts throughout the company and beyond. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 55 points, and NASDAQ off by 50. With business, I'm Bob Agnew.
With SRN Sports, I'm Michael Harrington. We're going to start with Sunday action in the NBA, where the Celtics rally for a win at Denver.
The Nuggets' eight-game winning streak is over after a 105-87 loss to the Celtics. Denver took a 79-65 lead on a three-pointer late in the third quarter, but Boston immediately went on a 31-3 run and allowed just five more points after that. Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown led the Celtics' attack after both were questionable to play. Tatum finished with 28 points and Brown had 20 as Boston won for the fifth time in six games, staying one game behind Atlanta for fourth place in the NBA's Eastern Conference. Michael Porter Jr. led the Nuggets with 20 points despite missing 11 of 12 from three-point range. I'm Dave Ferry.
Elsewhere, yesterday it was the Hawks over Charlotte, 105-101. Bucks 124, Magic 87. The Pelicans beat Cleveland, 116-109. Pacers 132, Memphis 125. And the Spurs over Dallas, 119-117. This is SRN Sports. More NBA tallies from yesterday. Minnesota 121, Bulls 117. It was the Knicks over the Raptors 102-96. Miami 107, Portland 98, and the Clippers beat Detroit 131-124. Major League Baseball in the American League yesterday. Indians 5, Tigers 2. The Red Sox bashed the Orioles 14-9. Yankees 8, Tampa Bay 4. Mariners over Minnesota 8-6. Kansas City 4, the White Sox 3. In the National League, Pirates 7, Cubs 1. The Brewers beat St. Louis 9-3. It was the Dodgers over Washington 3-0. Arizona 7, Reds 0. Giants beat Colorado 4-0. Philadelphia got the better of the Atlanta Braves 7-6. Interleague play, Padres 2 and Texas 0. In the National Hockey League yesterday, Sabres 5, Flyers 3. Vegas got by Arizona 1-0. It was Colorado 4 and the Ducks 1. This is SRN Sports.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wachula at 406 North 6th Avenue in Wachula, and online at fnbwachula.com. Your quote for the day: I refuse to believe my road worker friend was stealing from his job, but when I got to his house, all the signs were there. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.